Hi, good morning. We're here with Kelly Hearing with Child Evangelism Fellowship. Kelly, start by telling us your role now, but also a little bit about your history with CEF.
Okay, well, now I'm the state director for Child Evangelism Fellowship of Alabama. And before that, I served with CEF of Central Alabama for about 8 years. And then for 3 years, I worked with my husband. And when this position became available, I said, Lord, do you want me to do this? And so I started inquiring and walking through that process. So here I am.
Here you are.
You are
So
the state director.
that's right.
Great.
So what's that job description look like, or is it kind of just day to day?
Well, it is day to day, mostly coming alongside the chapters that are in existence in the state. So that's North Alabama, Greater Birmingham, Central Alabama, and Southwest Alabama. And so walking with them, and we have an inter we're an international ministry, so there are certain things that that we do that we need to be in compliance with all different kinds of things. So that's part of it, and encouraging them. And I really love that aspect of it because we have some really great people who work with our organization, and it's a blessing.
So how many I guess I don't know what you call it within each region. I mean, how many different schools can y'all get into, or is it
Right.
just kind of
Yeah. So, I mean, the goal is to get into all the schools, of course. And that's a process. And, even our areas, they're pretty large that each chapter covers. There's still, counties in those areas that are unreached. So, that's definitely a prayer request, to continue to spread out and to get into as many counties as we can. So.
And y'all are pushing into Southeast Alabama, I understand.
That's
So how
correct.
does that work to get that started?
Well, it is all done first and foremost through prayer. We have a lot of people praying. It takes the Spirit of the Lord to move on people's hearts, and that's what we know. So, what that looks like is connecting with people who are like-minded, who want to reach the unchurched children in their communities. And I've been to Dothan a few different times, and trying to meet people and see what the Lord's doing, see where he's working.
So, okay, so you get into the school. So a lot of people might not understand what a Good News Club is. As I know that's one of the main things that y'all do. So
Right.
explain a little bit about
That's one of our primary ministries. And so Good News Club meets during the school year. And many people are shocked to know that it can meet in the public school system, but it can, because of a Supreme Court ruling that gives equal access. So we, it's what I like to, how I like to describe it is a Sunday school on the road. So we find that children, you can look around, the majority of children are not coming to church. I think the statistic is 20% come on a weekly basis
Wow, that's it.
of people, in the US. And so we know they're not coming to church, and God tells us to go. He tells us to go and make disciples, and he tells us to teach the next generation. And so that's what we want to do. And what we find that when we go and we present churches, a lot of times, it's not people, a lot of times it is some people who are involved in children's ministry already, but it's people in the congregation who have a heart for local missions, and they see what the things that are happening in their cities, and they want to get involved.
We could say that about my goodness,
Yes,
that's
we
for
could. Yes, we
sure.
could.
Well, so how many children do you think y'all touch
Well, I know
every year?
last year it was about thir over a little over 36,000, I mean 3,600. We're still rebuilding after COVID. You know, that was when they shut the schools down. It just took up this, we're rebuilding. So that's where we are.
So is it it's elementary age, any age in elementary school up through, or is it cut off, or is it for the younger ones?
Well, K through six is the ministry. You know, different schools are different ages. Sometimes it's K through fifth, and, you know, so, but
What kind of person do y'all like to have involved?
in a goodness club, we like to have people of all ages. Okay, so we are multi-generational. We have children coming with their parents, we have teens, and we have grandmothers and grandfathers. So it's really good. So you're, as a grandparent, you can serve with your grandchild, and that's very special.
Well, I just learned this, and I know Tom and Bob have been involved. But so, what happens? Why don't you tell us what happens when you go into a goodness club for those who don't know? Like, you go into the school, and then what?
Well, your students come and meet you in the location where you have your goodness club. Maybe it's a library, maybe it's the cafeteria, maybe it's a teacher's classroom. And when they come in, you know, different clubs do it different ways, but I like when they come in to do a small group for a few minutes so you can really get to know them and you can have some snacks, and then you move more toward a group time. Where you'll have a Bible lesson, and it incorporates the gospel, and then memory verses, songs, games, and all of it is gospel centered. So that's what it looks like. The children, I find, they really want to know about God. You know, so many of them have ideas that may not be right, or they don't even know. And you know, too, I find that the parents that I've talked to that'll have their kids stay for Good News Club that might not have their kids in church, they want their kids to know the Lord as well, but they don't know how. They don't know how to talk to them about God. They're not equipped. So our goal is to hopefully reach the whole family. And we see that through CEF a lot, that whole families will start going to church because of the involvement at Good News Club.
What besides Good News Clubs, what else do y'all do?
Well, we do a summer program where we train teenagers and they go into the community as missionaries as well. So they are trained to do the lessons, and it's a high energy type thing where they go in, and the kids love the teenagers. Yeah, because they're just like, wow. So that is a lot of fun. Yeah.
And didn't your girls do that?
My girls did participate in that, and you know, they learned to share the gospel. I know I couldn't have shared the gospel like that when I was a teenager. And so I was just amazed. You know, that was one of my first experiences with CEF, is watching teenagers do that. And I just remember it was at my house, and I remember being down in my kitchen hearing these kids, and I was like, they can share the gospel better than you. This is amazing. So I knew it was something special.
That's sweet. So locally, if we're talking about like local CEF, y'all have other teams that go out and other churches to get into the schools?
We do. We have several teams that do that here and across the state. So we train them, we work with them so they feel comfortable in doing that, because we come along and support them in that way. So.
Well, I was just trying, so we're trying to
Woo-hoo!
get ready. That's right.
Cool.
Well, Tom, y'all got any questions? Anybody online? We got
I'm
some
wondering
here.
what the landscape looks like out there. Are there schools that you know that are asking for Good News Clubs? It seems
You
like
know, I'll tell you what, recently, in outside of Birmingham, Calera, we went to talk to a group of pastors up there where the school system had called the pastors in the community. So yeah, that does happen.
Wow.
I've heard that had happened in the past. That was kind of pre-COVID, was my memory of that. So, and are there other places that schools just say no way, no how, won't let
Oh, yes. I mean,
you.
you're going to have some of that. And they don't realize, you know, if they're having other secular groups in that, you know, that they can't. So that's when you have to keep going back. And they can be pretty, you know, put you off and not call you back and all that kind of stuff. But got to be pretty persistent.
Because at the end of the day, they're supposed to let y'all in.
If they have other groups. Now, if they don't have anybody else, then they don't have to allow us to be in there.
Oh, interesting.
And this is an excuse that we've been hearing is we don't have room. We don't have room right now. But they do say, I mean, if you can find a teacher in the school that's a believer, you can use their classroom. So.
Dothan, is Jay Joy part of that?
Yes, he actually, I've been to his church a couple of times. I was there Sunday, talked to a couple of Sunday school classes there, and you know, when he was at Young Meadows, their church had three Good News clubs at one time. So he really understands and really likes CEF and Good News clubs.
And private schools don't have to allow y'all in. Is that different?
That's something that I don't honestly know whether they have to or don't have to. You know, that's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. Yeah, I need to.
How many clubs do we have in Montgomery?
In the central Alabama area, I know that there are 10 clubs going on right now. Okay, so
But
there's room to grow for sure.
is that in Montgomery or just
No, it's there's some in Selma, there's the Prattville area, and then Montgomery. So, that's definitely a prayer.
Well, we need to pray, but the real challenge I know is to get people, even churches or people, to get involved with it. So, for
What's
some
the
reason,
sorry, go ahead.
I would, you know, for some reason I keep up with Jim Simon, though, North.
Yes.
Do they have a pretty good outreach in their
They
area?
have that I would say that they yes, they do. They have a very strong outreach there.
Where's that?
North Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he's actually gonna speak to a Baptist organization for us this Friday in Birmingham.
He's the local area director up there, is that
In
right?
Huntsville, he is, but he's actually doing, he's, he, I was like, hey, you want to go talk to some Baptist pastors? And he was like, yeah. So
He's a local
he's the
director, like
local
he's like
director.
Naomi here.
All I can say is a tremendous ministry where we have that opportunity. I was blessed to be involved with it. I'd like to stay involved. I just don't know my body.
Hey, you just show up.
I can do that. The excitement to me was the music and all the activity. And back then, I couldn't even do it.
What's the ideal size for a team?
I would say six. I mean, it depends on, because every school is different. It's going to have a different amount of children, but you know, six is a good number, you know. I mean, you could do it with, if you had a smaller group, you could do it with four. If you had a larger group, you might want 8 to 10, you
Right.
know.
The old crowd control.
But what about Grace Presbyterian? I know that Bill Thompson left and
Yes, they
they'll
still,
that's
oh yes, they're,
great.
yes, they are. So they're at Garrett Elementary, and they really love Goodness Club over there. So,
What's it look like for you in terms of travel? Or are you on the road, you know, multiple days a week, or you don't have to do that much?
Well, it just depends on what's going on. I have been on the road lately because of Dothan, and I'll be going back there at the end of the month for an event, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's amazing to see how God works and how He works in people's hearts and how He loves children and He puts it on people's hearts, and I see it, and it's a beautiful thing.
Any questions for people on Zoom? I see William and Daniel out there. Well, they're being quiet.
Cut off.
We're going to try to get to William and Daniel's school.
There's a question.
Oh, there you go. Is that William?
What is your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Very hot. Well, I like a lot of flavors of ice cream, but I guess I like cookies and cream.
That's a good one. William and Daniel go to Bear, so that they're on our list.
Oh, neat. Mm-hmm. Yay.
Maybe they could come to Good News Club.
Yeah. Kelly, is our club at Forest Avenue still going on?
We are trying to get that started back. We have trained a group here at Trinity, and we want to go back there in the fall. So that is on the radar.
Thank you.
Judy, Bubba, and I are waiting for you to want to be a part of it. Then we'll
get you. Judy, you can come back.
I'll tell you what, Judy is helping me. Excellent. Like nobody's business. And so I'm going to be showing people when I go to Dothan these bracelets. And
I have a stack of them. We're ready to use them.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. It's just so easy. I mean, you know, it just shows you how the things that volunteers really can do. That, you know, while you're watching TV, while you're, you know, just sitting around, and just so easy to do those bracelets. So, I just,
Judy, I need to learn more about, I'm not familiar with making bracelets.
Yeah, or foot bracelets, the colors. Yeah, I can give you a packet.
I can do that.
It's a mindless job. But see you, while you're making them, you can pray for the children who will receive them and who will be wearing them, and pray for the gospel to go forth while you're making them.
That's right.
Well, I've told, excuse me,
go ahead.
I've told you my story before, but I met my next door neighbor's child there when he was in the woods very early on, second or third grade.
At 4 or 7.
Yeah, and we've been buddies ever since. So
he's
going to college next year, but we have some, you know, side benefits, and that just really was a blessing to me.
Yeah, I love that.
Sweet. And then sweet. All right, Dothan's a huge prayer request.
Yes.
What else can we pray for?
We have our Christian Youth in Action that is going to be June 7th through the 13th. That's when we're taking the teenagers. Mm-hmm. And we try to get a place that's central. So we've been going to Clinton, Alabama. I spent more time in Clinton, Alabama than I ever thought I would. But so anyway, it's that's really good to continue to put on the teens' hearts, you know, who he wants to be involved. So
mm-hmm.
We're getting in those applications right now. And then in Montgomery, Naomi has opened up her Good News Club training, not Good News Club, Wordless Book training. It's going to be on May 4th. At Taylor Road Baptist Church. So it's not only she's going to be training some teens, but she's also opening up to whoever else wants to come.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So that's May the 4th. And then the next Good News Club training that we're going to have in Central Alabama will be August 17th. And there'll be a special needs forum that's going to go along with that, which is something that we have never done before. So excited about that too. I will be at a wedding that day. That's the day my daughter's going to be married.
Wow, that's exciting.
I will be praying for Naomi.
Yeah,
we'll be praying for you.
Right.
So.
Exciting.
Anybody else have any questions? Go to a time of prayer. Bubba, you want to open us? And Tom will close. Yeah. And anybody who wants to pray.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning, an opportunity to hear from Kelly about your work that's going on with children in the state of Alabama. We just praise you and thank you for that. And Lord, as we know, you love children. You've given us children. What would you desire for these children to know the gospel at an early age? And Child Evangelism Fellowship is one of the best places to do that. And I have been so encouraged and blessed by it. And Lord, it is an opportunity also for people to learn how to share their faith with somebody else, particularly a child. It is really not that hard to do, and it's really just an opportunity to start and then grow into being an evangelist with every age of people. So I thought of this, and then I thought of the Save a Life, which years ago it was really just an evangelistic ministry. And we here at Trinity are trying to be more evangelistic, so this is a real opportunity to go and be involved in the ministry that's what its focus is. So I do just thank you for the impact it's had for me personally, is going to Forest Avenue, and just over the years, the young people I came in contact with the adults, some of the people here at Trinity, and just an impact it has made on my life. So I pray that you would continue to expand it in Montgomery and then around the state, Lord, and you would give Kelly the energy and wisdom to go around the state and encourage these people. I just thank you for North Alabama with Jim Simoneau, which I still stay in touch with him. And I lift up Jay Joy in Dothan, who has had a real passion here in Montgomery and made a big, big difference so that you can grow that ministry there. I even think about all the churches, but particularly Presbyterian churches that ought to be involved in evangelistic ministries. So so we have been involved here at this church. I can think of some of the older people, even older than me, that were involved in Child Evangelism Fellowship years ago, and the young people who are now older in this church that came to Christ through that. And I know Tom has mentioned that, and I just know the impact that it's made in so many lives over so many years. So we're just blessed to be a part of it, and I pray that our involvement here at Trinity would continue to grow. So I thank you for this time, and I thank you for Kelly and all the others that are working, that you would use them, Lord, to spread the gospel. So I praise you and thank you for this. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
And Lord, thank you for this opportunity to come here and learn more about Child Evangelism Fellowship and Kelly's role. We pray that you continue to open doors for them and bless their efforts, Lord, all over the state. We especially lift up the Dothan and the Southeast Alabama area. Pray that you will open doors and bring people that are interested in learning more and taking the good news into the schools down there. We ask that you be with all the training this summer, Lord, and bring teams into this and so they can learn how to share their faith, Lord. And be with Kelly as she'll have a busy summer and continue to help her persevere and give her strength. Christ.
Thank you, Lord, for raising up Kelly for this very important kingdom work that you've called her to do. And, Father, I just thank you for the energy and the enthusiasm that she displays for this task that you've given her. And I pray, Lord, that you would raise up leadership all across our state, and that they would carry out these various responsibilities that are needed to carry the gospel to children across our state. And Lord, I pray for more committee members and board members, and that they would have a heart for just taking the gospel, particularly to the unchurched children in our communities. And just give Kelly and those that work under her wisdom and just a real vision as they seek to establish a local CEF committee in Southeast Alabama, and so that many will come to know Christ, and that they can then be discipled and then plugged into local churches. And Father, I just pray that you'd open up doors of opportunity just across our state for CEF to be able to get into more schools to share the gospel, and that they can make contacts with principals and teachers and others who would be willing to to let them come in and establish a good news club within their schools. And I just pray for this meeting coming up in Dothan on April the 30th that hearts will be touched and people will want to become involved in with CEF. And I just pray that you'd raise up volunteers, particularly teens, but just really every age, Lord. As Kelly mentioned, how great it is to see families come together and volunteer together. So, Lord, I just pray that you would continue to bless Kelly and this ministry of CEF, and that you would grow it and just use it to bring many young people into a saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I just pray in his holy and precious name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this message of the gospel that is ours to share, and it is our privilege to do that. And it reflects the grace that you've extended to us and to mankind, that your truth would be made known, and that the saving work of Jesus Christ would be a part of that. And so we're grateful for this organization and the access that CEF has to the schools. We thank you even for that freedom and for those who opened that door for us long ago with the Supreme Court. Pray that those open doors would continue, that schools would truly welcome child evangelism, and as they realize the impact that it can have on classrooms and schools even. We've heard those reports in the past, and pray that will continue, that there will be welcoming schools. Thank you for Kelly and for her leadership and just her willingness to be a part of this. We pray that you would continue to go before her, give her wisdom and the endurance that I'm sure is required at times is with the different challenges, and yet the opportunities are there, Lord, and I pray that you would continue to sustain her in this. We do pray for the schools in Dothan, and we pray for the churches there and your people that would be enthusiastic about this and establish the organization locally there and use this as a tool to bring children and families as well to faith in you. And thank you for what you're doing in other parts of the state. We're reminded of Jim Simono this morning and his work in the Huntsville area and in North Alabama. And pray that there would be other places in Alabama that would desire to be a part of this, and that in all things that you would use this to continue building your kingdom, that you would be glorified through it. So guide and watch over each of us in this day as well, that we too would glorify you. It's in Christ's name we ask. Amen.
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 Thank you all. Thanks.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you. What church is there? A specific church on those that y'all can handle the first president?